Good afternoon, and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined for this afternoon show by my dear compadre and fellow co-host at this point in life, Mike Yakubik. Good afternoon, Michael.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joseph.
Michael, let's begin as we always do with a prayer. We'll do the prayer to St. Michael.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him. We humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I have a couple of degrees for January here after the holidays are over, so let's get right into them. On Wednesday, January the 16th, a formation or second degree will be conducted at St. Rose of Lima Council 10870. They're located at 115 North Besecker Road in Thomasville. Candidates should arrive no later than 6:30, and the degree is to begin at 7 p.m. And on Tuesday, January the 22nd, an admission or first degree is going to be conducted by St. Joseph Council 12788, your home council, located at 410 Simpson Street in Mechanicsburg. Candidates should arrive no later than 6:30, and the degree is to begin at 7 p.m. And that's that.
All right, Joseph.
I know recently you were up at the district deputy seminar, the 15th and 16th?
The 15th and 16th were the two main days. And I'll tell you, it was a surprise to everyone. Very rare. Matter of fact, I think he had mentioned that our Supreme Knight was there. I believe he said that in his entire tenure, this is the first district deputy seminar he has ever attended.
Wow, and it happened to be for us at State College.
Yeah, it happened to be
for us. And you happened to get an interview with him, which was a very lucky thing to do. So why don't we...
It was really lucky. And one of the things I want to tell you about the interview, Joe, I really didn't do an interview. And if you ever get to meet the Supreme Knight, and we all were lucky in his talking to us, he's just such a dynamic speaker. I don't know what I could have asked him. So, as you'll see in the interview, what I really did was I asked him to give the state of Pennsylvania and all of our brother knights the message that he would like us to go forward with.
Yeah, but I mean, fortunately, just to get that,
why don't we just
play that, and then you and I could talk about it a little bit.
Sounds
after it's
good,
over.
Joseph. Good afternoon, Joseph. We are at the DD seminar. This is Saturday, December 15th. And in the past, as we all know, we've had our native son, Supreme Secretary Michael O'Connor, present. And it's been a joy to talk to him and learn more about what is happening at Supreme and our order. It is my great honor and privilege today to do one better. Today we have the Supreme Knight of the Knights of Columbus, Carl Anderson. Good morning, Supreme Knight.
Well, good morning, Mike. It's wonderful to be with you, and especially with the Brother Knights here in Pennsylvania. I don't think it comes as a surprise to anyone that the church has faced some pretty tough challenges this year, and especially in the state of Pennsylvania, that's the case. So I wanted to come and be with Brother Knights and reemphasize the importance of the Knights of Columbus, especially this year. Many people are watching to see what happens in our parishes and our churches, our charity, and I think this is the occasion, maybe the providential occasion, for the Knights of Columbus to step up and be leaders in our church. We often hear the Knights of Columbus referred to as the strong right arm, the Catholic Church. This year we have to be the strong right arm of our parish churches and our pastors and parish priests. We have many programs, many successful programs. We have Food for Families, Coats for Kids. We have our ultrasound initiative. We have our work to help persecuted Christians in the Middle East. We have giving thousands of wheelchairs to handicapped children, working in Special Olympics. So many things that resonate in our communities. And especially, we keep in mind the saying of St. Teresa of Avila, here on earth, Christ has no hands but ours, no feet but ours. And so if there is to be charity, if we are to reach out and help our fellow Catholics and parishes and our fellow citizens and our communities, this is what we have to do. And this is a particularly important year for the Knights of Columbus to step up. We cannot be bystanders and watch what is happening in our church and our nation. We have to be active, and we have to do more this year than we have done in the past, because sadly there may be people doing less this year than they did in the past. So the responsibility is ours as laymen and as brother knights to stand up and to step into the breach where breaches occur, and to be the ones who say our parishes will be strong, our charity will continue, our priests will continue to be supported, our seminarians will continue to be supported, and we will reach out in even greater ways to help those in need. So the history of the Knights of Columbus in Pennsylvania is really a glorious history. We all know the remarkable things that past Supreme Knight James Flaherty was able to accomplish, and what many Supreme Directors and officers from Pennsylvania have done, as well as the many, many councils, and today the more than 60,000 Brother Knights are doing. So we need to continue, and that's why I was very happy to come at the mid-year meeting here and to be with my Brother Knights from Pennsylvania.
On behalf of all the Knights of Columbus in the state of Pennsylvania, I thank you for coming, and even more so, I believe in all the faithful Catholics in the state of Pennsylvania for your kind words, your leadership throughout the years. I guess it's been 18 years. And I'm appreciative of everything you've done for our order and for our faith. And again, thank you so very much.
You know, Michael, our Supreme Knight kind of said it all.
Yeah, he does, Joe.
You know, when you think about it, and I hark back to my youth, he's not heavy.
Uh-huh.
He's my brother.
He's my brother, yep.
Okay. Irregardless of what we're doing, pancake breakfast, fish fries, and you know we've all been there, done that, and bought that shirt, okay?
Yep.
Basically, it's paying it forward. You know, he's not heavy. He's my brother. You know, whatever term you choose to put on
sure.
that, it's doing what we do best, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the whole emphasis on the Faith in Action program, going back to our roots, you know, thinking about Father McGivney. And the fact that, you know, he's a priest. His faith was what was number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the charitable giving, all the things that are done through our faith is what's important. I got to tell you, Joe, it was, I'll tell you what, we all made a big mistake. We had the Supreme Knight talk to all the individuals that were present. And I'm not sure the number that we had. It was probably over 100. But it was, we didn't tape it. We had no mechanism for taping his original talk to all of us. And you can see the reverence in his voice, in his strong faith, his belief in our bishops and priests, and again, remaining in solidarity with him, with them. Also, you could tell that those that strayed away from, he has no tolerance for what they did. I mean, you know, it's cut and dry. It's black and white. Those priests that have remained true to the faith, he and the Knights of Columbus as an organization will stand behind them. That's what our order does.
As we always have.
That's right.
You know, that's just the way it is.
But in the same token, if you have not lived up to your ordination and to the vows that you've taken to God, then by the same token, we will be just as hard on you and say that, you know, you are not being the stewards of the faith that Jesus gave us. So I really was impressed with them. I enjoyed the talk that he gave us. I think when you listen to him, I mean, I'll tell you the truth. When I shook his hand, all I could, what was going through my mind was, this is the man that shook the hand of three popes. You know, I mean, it's just an amazing thing. You know, I mean,
shows up at our DD meeting.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, I met him once several years ago at the Pennsylvania Legislative Breakfast that the Knights sponsored down at the Hilton, it was, I guess, downtown Harrisburg. I forget who I was with, but the guy knew him and had worked with him or something when he was, for lack of a better term, coming up through the ranks,
right,
if you will. And he walked over and, you know, introduced me to him. And, you know, I thought the same thing. This guy shook the hand of three or four popes. Or whatever. But yeah.
Three popes, and he had just, when we had had him here, I think Tuesday he was with the president, Donald Trump, and he was they were down there for the signing of a bill. So he was present at that. So I think, you know, when you stand and talk to him, you can understand why he is the leader of our order, because he is just a true man of faith. And I think that's what shines through when you listen to him.
Deep, deep faith.
Yeah, it's very much so.
Yeah, would that mine was as deep as his sometimes.
Yes.
And
I'll tell you the truth. One of the things I do want to mention is, and we didn't get it on tape because, like I said, it was during the when he gave his original talk at the seminar. But he had heaped a great deal of praise on our Supreme Secretary and one of our past state deputies, Mike O'Connor.
Yes.
And he had said about what a fantastic job Mike does. So I think we as Pennsylvanians have that to be proud of, that, you know, Mike is there doing so much work for us. I was hoping to get Mike on. Mike had to leave early. I mean, you know, that's just the way it is.
Oh, sure.
So our Supreme Secretary, our Supreme Knight, I mean, they run around doing so much for the order and for Catholics in general. It was a little bit, I wanted to get him on, like I said, so that we could hear him. But we did get Eric Johnson on, and we're going to have that on a little bit later in the show. We also got, we had a guest speaker, and we'll bring her talk on. So it was really an interesting seminar. I think our state deputy outdid himself. He brought in a lot of new concepts. A lot of differences than when you were state deputy, Joe. Or I'm sorry, district deputy. I just promoted you. Be happy, Joseph. Be happy. Christmas time, I give away gifts.
Yeah, but, there you go.
Yeah. But I
hope our Supreme Knight doesn't hear that I got
promoted. That you got promoted. Yeah. No, but I think that was it was really a good seminar. We got feedback from people, and it was really something to see.
There you go. We're coming up on our break. The music's starting in my ears. We'll be back right after these messages. Welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy. Michael, I know you said we had a guest speaker up there at the DD seminar, as well as you got to interview Eric Johnson again.
Yes.
Why don't you introduce that interview, and then we'll go with the guest speaker.
Yeah, what we did is we had Lieutenant Colonel retired. She's an Army Colonel, Marine Cantwell, and she was very interesting, and we have a little message from her.
Well, let's play that message right now.
Yes, Joseph, we're still here at the DD seminar. It's December 15th, and we're having our banquet this evening, and our guest speaker is going to be Lieutenant Colonel retired Marine Cantwell. She's going to tell us a little bit about why she was chosen to be the speaker, and we're very happy with her at the event. And so now let's hear a few words from Marine.
Thank you for this opportunity. I was chosen because I have been a volunteer at the Warriors to Lourdes pilgrimage. It's an international military pilgrimage held annually in Lourdes, France. And I am passionate about sharing the word about this wonderful program sponsored by the Knights of Columbus in conjunction with the Archdiocese of Military Services. So the Knights are the organizers, the event planner, and they also sponsor wounded warriors and their caregivers plural, to go on this pilgrimage to Lourdes, France. And the other part of the contingent are volunteers or active military or retired military Knights of Columbus folks that want to help and be part of the pilgrimage, pushing wheelchairs or doing whatever they can in support of the wounded. So we go over to Lourdes. It is a true pilgrimage. We're escorting, taking care of the wounded from the airport in Dulles all the way to through Paris and then south to France. And then throughout the pilgrimage, we're with them as well. We get to experience their journey as well as our journey, and it's really a multiplied the benefits and the beauty of the experience for us.
Yeah, what we liked about it, I know, is they had an article in the Columbia Magazine, and that was done. But it's always nice to hear from someone who's actually physically been there. Are there any specific stories that you have to tell that, you know, were kind of unique to you and to maybe the individual that you were with?
Well, we were with, I'll tell you one story, and then if you give me time, I'll tell you another. As part of our group from Dulles International, we created kind of a team, and I was noticing one of the pairs of the, it was a wounded and a caregiver, and I, at first I couldn't tell, it was a mother and daughter. Couldn't tell if the mother was the service member or the daughter, but the younger woman was just angry and non-communicative, just really a bit hostile. As we were in the airport and getting baggage and then traveling, there was an altercation at the airport in Paris because one of her bags was not accepted as a carry-on, and she wouldn't allow her mother to carry anything, and that's why I thought maybe the mom was the wounded, but I learned that the younger woman was the soldier. She didn't want anyone to do anything for her. She's a sergeant, and that was her responsibility, and she shared that with those around us. And, you know, I kind of had to back off because I could tell she wasn't, didn't want interaction. But after a day or two, we were walking the Stations of the Cross in Lourdes. It's up a pretty steep hill, and they're beautiful stations, larger than life. And as we were going along, we finally got to the station where Christ fell the second time. And this woman, really, that must have touched her deeply because she just broke down in front of all of us saying, "Jesus, I can't carry it anymore. I can't do this anymore. This is too much. This is too hard." And in her breakdown, in her tears, all the group surrounded her with love and the Word of God and cared for her. That was very emotional for us. And as we continued on, and then as we came down the mountain and for the rest of the weekend we were there, she had a changed persona. She had transformed and was joyful and smiling, and you could tell this was who she really was. This was the person that attracted people to her, and it was really beautiful to see.
I think one of the things that we fail to remember is that so many of our brother veterans aren't scarred physically, but they can also be scarred emotionally. And even if you have both, it's even harder. But I'm really happy and proud that you do this for us. And before we sign off, what I'd like you to do is just tell us, I know there's people out there that would love to help. So if you give us some information, and we'll get the word out to all my brother knights, all of our councils, but also to any individual that wants to help the veterans who we owe so much to.
Sure, and I'd like to add, if you are a veteran and you feel like you might be called to go on this pilgrimage, I encourage you, please apply. There is one website for the applications. It's www.warriors2lourdes.com. And it has the electronic application right there. And if you'd like to go as a wounded warrior or a volunteer or a Knights of Columbus member, it's all good. And you're welcome to visit that page if you'd like to contribute a donation.
Okay. Maureen, on behalf of all the Knights of Columbus and all the veterans in our state of Pennsylvania, at a minimum, thank you so very much for all that you do.
I'm really grateful to the Knights for benefits I've received from this program. Thank you.
Michael, that was kind of a nice interview. You have to listen softly because listen closely because she speaks so softly.
Yeah, she does have a very soft voice. Well, our next person that we had a chance to speak to is somebody that we've known for years, Eric Johnson, your past state deputy. He was our MPC for Pennsylvania. Now he's gone on to bigger and better things at Supreme, and he actually is over 13 states. And so we talked to him for a little bit.
Yeah, and he's like our Supreme Knight. He never unpacks his suitcase.
Now. There it is.
Because they're on the road all the time. All right, let's play this interview right now.
Okay, Joseph, we're still here at the DD meeting in December. And today is the 16th. It's a Sunday. And we're very privileged to have Eric Johnson, Fraternal Mission Regional Growth Director, and that happens to encompass, I'll let Eric talk to you. He's been doing this for a long time with us.
Yeah, good morning. The Regional Growth Director, there's five of us throughout the United States. My territory is all the Northeast United States, which in furthest west I go is Ohio. I go down through Maryland, District of Columbia, and then work my way up through the remaining states up all the way up to Maine. So I have a fairly large territory with 13 states that encompasses.
So it keeps you a little busy, probably more on the road now than ever before.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of times what I do is I have to send a picture of me home before I do get home so my wife knows who's coming in the front door.
You don't want to get shot walking in.
Yep.
Eric, I got to tell you, I think, first of all, I do appreciate your efforts in allowing us to have our Supreme Knight, Carl Anderson, appear on the radio show. That was really fantastic. And we do appreciate, and we want to acknowledge you to all of our listeners in the state of Pennsylvania, just to know what kind of a great job you're doing.
Well, a lot of times whenever I come out to the different jurisdictions, they kind of look at me and they say, is this your thought, or where are you getting all this information? So I think it's really wonderful that when the Supreme Knight will come out and in his busy schedule and talk to the guys, and then they hear it right from the top. And last night I had a couple guys come to me and say, we wondered where you got a lot of your material, and now we see where you got your material, because you're speaking for the Supreme Knight when you come out. So I think it was good that he was here to do that.
Yeah, and we got a short blurb from him, because naturally he is extremely busy. But I'll tell you, it was amazing. Every DD, every state director, chairman, all the state officers, I also believe you and our Supreme Secretary Mike O'Connor, when he speaks, you actually do get mesmerized by his message. I mean, you want to hear what he's saying, and he's a powerful speaker.
Right, he's such an educated individual. He really knows what he's, what's happening. And, he wants to get to the members, and he really wants, to get that message out.
Well, he did a fantastic job yesterday. That's the only regret I have, is that it couldn't have been shared with all of our membership. And I'll take partial blame for that. I didn't have a microphone that was good enough to pick it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, we would have loved to have that entire message that he gave to us on tape. And he did, and it was a long one. I mean, it wasn't short. I would not have had enough on this one.
Right, yeah. Matter of fact, I was really surprised. Normally, he doesn't want to take questions from the floor.
Yes.
Because, you don't know what you're going to get. And when we were standing in the back with him, he says, "Is there a microphone available for the floor?" And I said, "Yes." And I was kind of hesitant as to where he was going with that. And he says, "Well, I want to take questions from the floor. I want to hear from the individual members." So that, to me, just said volumes that, he understands what's going on in the Catholic Church. He wants to hear what the members are saying, and we can adjust to that, because we interviewed most of the district deputies yesterday. We want to take that information back. That's what we want to build on. So we want to know what's going on at the council level so that we can help the councils be that much more successful.
Thank you very much, Eric, and I really appreciate it. I know we have to get ready for another meeting. That hasn't ended yet. And again, thank you so much on behalf of all the Knights in Pennsylvania and all the other jurisdictions that you do growth with.
Well, thank you very much.
Michael, that was a nice interview. I want to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas, and a Merry Christmas to all of our listeners out there.
as I do, Joseph. Merry Christmas to everyone. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
With that, with Mikey Kubik, I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening, and God bless.